This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You know those calorie counts that are posted on menus in a lot of states now? Well, they are coming soon to a soda vending machine near you. Starting next year, Coke, Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, and Snapple are all going to put the ugly truth right there on the buttons on those machines. It is a healthy move, perhaps, but commentator Beth Tytel says all this disclosure is getting a little hard to swallow.
There are some things you just don't want to know. The size of your friend's bonus, the origin of that sticky stuff on the kitchen floor, and the calorie count of the brownie you grabbed as you were paying for a salad with that low-fat dressing. But enjoy that brownie in blissful ignorance while you can, because the calorie cops are on the move. Vending machines will now show how many calories are in that Coke, and restaurant chains are going to have to post how many calories are in your burger or in your latte as early as next year. Oh, great. I know the government's trying to help, but here's the question. Is our weight problem really caused by a lack of information? I doubt it. As the amount of data has ballooned, so have Americans. In 1990, when the U.S. Food and Drug Administration began requiring almost all packaged foods to carry nutritional information, fewer than one in four adults were obese. Now, when even McDonald's openly posts calories, more than a third of us are. No one has the chutzpah to claim that labeling causes obesity, not even the soft drink makers or restaurant interests. But as Seinfeld fans will recall, dieters can get lulled into a false sense of security.
Hey, this yogurt is really something, huh? And it's non-fat! I've been waiting for something like this my whole life, and it's finally here!
Jerry and Elaine packed on the pounds after binging on frozen yogurt that falsely declared itself fat-free. And in a frightening case of life-imitating sitcom, a study of dozens of restaurants found that the calorie counts for diet dishes were too low by an average of 100 calories. I'd be willing to overlook that, but my genes aren't equally forgiving. To be fair, all this calorie labeling has made me change my behavior. It's driving me to eat foods that keep their bad news to themselves. These days, I get candy from the dish on a colleague's desk, not the vending machine. A head-in-the-sand approach? Perhaps, but think about this. When Wile E. Coyote runs off a cliff, he doesn't fall until he looks down.
Beth Tytel is a reporter for the Boston Globe. I used to love those commercials, or those cartoons, rather. Her book is called Drinking Problems at the Fountain of Youth.